Tom Gallagher's been a farmer all his life. He grew up on his family's farm here in Carson City, Michigan, and later bought his own land to grow crops and raise cattle.
I guess I think of myself as a typical farmer, pretty independent, determined. As a group of people, I'd have to say most farmers are pretty determined. If they weren't, they wouldn't stay in this business.
But 3 years ago, Gallagher became paralyzed from the waist down. He injured his spinal cord in a car accident. Even though he was confined to a wheelchair, Gallagher desperately wanted to keep farming. But in his darker moments, he wasn't sure he could continue to do things like drive a tractor, round up cattle, and mend fences.
You think of all the things that you normally do and how you did them and how you would accomplish them when you can't walk.
Just getting around his old farmhouse with its narrow doorways is a challenge. But outside, there are even greater obstacles.
Got two or three tractors sitting around the yard here right at the moment, but this is my biggest tractor here, and it has the lift on it.
The cab of the tractor is about 6 feet off the ground, but with the help of the motorized lift, Gallagher's able to get in and out on his own. He uses a remote control to swivel the chair around and position it next to his wheelchair. Then he pulls himself onto the lift. Gallagher maneuvers the seat up until he's inside the narrow doorway. It's a slow and difficult process, but Gallagher is positively beaming once he's inside.
It'll actually put you right into that door, and then once I'm inside, then I can transfer to the tractor seat, and then I'm free to go wherever I please.
But there's one more thing to overcome. Without the use of his legs, working the controls presents a whole new set of problems. Many disabled people face the same difficulties, whether they're driving a tractor or a car. And that's where Jerry Bauman comes in. Bauman is manager of the Driver Rehabilitation Program at Mary Freebed Hospital in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Each year, about 400 people go through the program. Most are able to learn to drive with the help of specially equipped vehicles. Bauman says this van, for instance, can be driven with just one hand.
Everything is remotely operated by the individual. Okay. That headrest, if you'll notice, has switches in it. Those are turn signals. There's a turn signal, horn, the dimmer, wiper, and cruise.
Bauman says the driver rehab program can help patients get back to driving anything from construction equipment to boats to tractors and combines.
I can't fix a spinal cord injury. I can't change what's happened to them. But it is possible to make adaptations to get people as close to where they were before, and nothing has to limit them.
Professor Bill Field agrees. For the past 20 years, he's worked with disabled farmers through a Purdue University program called Breaking New Ground. It's a referral service that helps farmers find ways to adapt their equipment. Field says agriculture ranks among the top three vocations for injuries. But he says there's usually a way to keep disabled farmers farming.
There's really not many injuries that we've seen where someone has had to basically completely disconnect themselves from agriculture.
Field says often farmers have to change the way they work and hire help. And that's what Tom Gallagher's done. Today he relies a lot more on his family, and he has to hire some work done. He's also put a new ramp on his house and had three of his tractors outfitted with hand controls. Gallagher says making modifications isn't cheap. The lift on his tractor, for instance, cost nearly $10,000, none of it covered by insurance. But he says you really can't put a price on independence.
Emotionally, I mean, it's just hard to explain what that means. It's just, it allows you to get out, enjoy everything from fresh air to different scenery, but there's a lot there when you get out and do things on your own.
For the Great Lakes, I'm Wendy Nelson.